Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Keith sent me a story. He said, Steve, this one's got everything you like. Tesla automobiles and radio announcers. I used to work in radio as a disc jockey for many years and as a talk show host in later years, which explains the microphones behind me. From time to time, people say, what's with all the microphones? That's what's with the microphones. But a story out of Australia. This is from A Current Affair down there, or 9now.com.au. Radio presenter uses Tesla controls to catch would-be car thieves. Would-be car thieves. I think they actually were car thieves until they got caught. A Canberra radio presenter, Annabelle Brett, was getting ready for work the other day when her phone sent her an alert that her car alarm was going off. So her phone was telling her that her car had an issue. Oh, what crazy times in which we live. A friend went to assess the situation, but her car was gone. So Ms. Brett turned straight to her Tesla app to find out what was going on. The Tesla car app helped Canberra radio presenter Annabelle track down the alleged would-be car thieves. Alleged would-be. I think they did. So she said, on my car phone app, you can actually see where the car is. We noticed that it was just around the corner. So we jumped in the car and called the police and just basically followed them on the map. My phone app has the ability to slow down the car and also mess with it a bit. So I was able to put the windows down, beep the horn, and screw with them as they were driving it. And that's the quote, screw with them as they were driving it. I don't know what kind of radio program she presents, but she sounds like she's got a good sense of humor. She filmed the entire journey while her friend drove. So very careful to point out, she was filming, but her friend was driving. Her friend's name is Tom, by the way. As she filmed, she called the police and had them on the line and updated them on their whereabouts. Now, meanwhile, closed-circuit television did also capture the alleged thieves. And in the CCTV footage, a blue car can be seen making its way inside the woman's garage, followed by a man in a black hoodie lurking around her Tesla with his face in full view at one point. So they got a pretty good look at the guy. Another man is seen attempting to open the car, which he manages to get into, and then they vanish. So the Canberra radio presenter, now turned vigilante, led police right to the alleged perpetrators. In her video, one of the alleged thieves can be seen in high visibility jumping out of the Tesla and into the same blue getaway car that was seen in closed-circuit television earlier. You know, I understand why people are always leery about getting sued, so they'll say things like alleged, alleged, alleged. But, you know, after a while, I think you can tone it down a little bit. The presenter was able to get the car's number plate, that is the getaway car, not her own car, on camera. And she says that the alleged thieves also left their toolbox in her car. Ain't nothing better when someone tries to steal something from you and they leave behind their stuff. They were filmed by everything. So the car films inside when anyone tries to get in, as well as outside. And when I was cleaning the car later today, I noticed that one of them left his driver's license in an envelope that was addressed to himself in the driver's seat. So I don't know why, if you were a car thief or an alleged car thief, why you'd put your driver's license in an envelope and address it to yourself and then put it in the car you're stealing. Is that in case you do get caught and you have to run away, maybe they'll be nice enough to send you your driver's license? In that case, why don't you just leave it in your pocket? Or do you worry that if you have it in your pocket and you get arrested, they'll be able to identify you? This is some crazy stuff here. She then gave the information over to Canberra police, who she said then went out and knocked on some doors. Meanwhile, a tech expert who owns a Tesla himself and was interviewed by a TV show said there is, in fact, a lot you can control through the app. If she was looking at the app, it would tell her the car was driving, that it was moving at a certain speed. And they also interviewed a guy from caradvice.com who said we'll be seeing similar technology in more affordable cars within the next 5 years as well. At the moment, it looks like only Tesla has such features, but Ford already has part of this technology on its latest models. Meanwhile, Annabelle Brett, the radio presenter, said, as important as it is to get the footage, police should always be the first people you call. So she's doing the public service thing, which radio people are basically trained to do instinctively, that whenever they do a story, even if it involves them, they're very quick to say, by the way, I followed the guy. I wasn't going to tackle him or arrest him or anything. I simply followed him, keep eyes on him until the police could get involved. But I wasn't doing it. The police do their jobs. And she's right. She's right. So don't be a total vigilante, but if you do get that extra bonus where you're able to capture some footage, it's a great story for down the track. It's also going to be used in court, so double win. Double win. Court proceedings have now commenced against one of the individuals allegedly involved. So, yeah, it's going to get to the point where the technology in the cars, you know, I mean, I remember the old days, LoJack, right? LoJack. It's going to get to the point where all the cars are going to have stuff similar to this, not just, you know, where's the car located, but where's it moving and so on and so forth. I am curious, though. And again, I'm not a Tesla expert. So if somebody in the audience can answer these questions for me, please put the answers below. But I understand that Tesla is very high tech. And it sounds like some of the stuff they've got going is really cool. Really cool, right? So my question is this. How hard was the car to break into? And how hard was the car to steal? Because if there's anything unusual about a Tesla with respect to breaking into it and stealing it, you'd think that somebody who knew that would also know, oh, by the way, I'm on camera, and there's an app that's following me right now. Like, how would you know enough to break into the car and steal it without knowing that the car is also going to catch you? I mean, wouldn't that be something you'd gain or knowledge-wise? I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me that, you know, in the old days, we knew which cars were harder to get into. And you might say, Steve, why would you know that? I drove a tow truck. I used to get called on what they call lockouts. And so I'd be at the gas station at 7 o'clock in the evening, and somebody would call the station and go, hey, I locked my keys in my car. Can you get me in to my car? And you'd call a locksmith. That would do it too. But so I'd go there and look, and there was some cars I could get into so fast it would blow your mind. There's other cars I'd look at and go, I'm really sorry, I can't do anything about that. And it back then was simply a matter of, best solution usually was a thing called a Slim Jim, which is just a long strip of metal with a little hook on the end, a little hook cut at the bottom. And there were some cars that I had Slim Jim so many times where you knew exactly, you take the Slim Jim, you bend it slightly, you slide it between the glass and the rubber weather stripping, you wait till you hit where the thing is that connects the door lock to the door handle, you hook it, and up pops the thing, and you're in. 30 seconds. But there were other cars that were not so easy. And after working in that field for a year or two, you start learning which ones are easy, which ones are hard. So I'm assuming that if you're out stealing cars these days, allegedly, that you would learn which cars are easier to steal, which cars are harder to steal. And the question I have is, it sounds to me like a Tesla wouldn't be worth it because of the fact that the person could track you, unless they're really, really easy to steal. But even that seems kind of silly. So I guess my question is to the people out there who know how Teslas work or own Teslas, how easy would it be to steal the car? And wouldn't you learn the rest of the aspects about the car when you learned how to steal it? But it's a good story because it has a happy ending. Radio presenter in Australia uses Tesla controls to catch would-be car thieves. Keith sent it to me, and 9now.com.au ran the story. And that, of course, involves Annabelle Brett, the radio presenter whose Tesla car was briefly stolen and then returned to her with an extra set of tools and a driver's license. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. There's a book out, Poltergeists Are Real, that bookshop owners say is flying off the shelves.